I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Obviously the Dolphins were announced as the 17th NRL team coming into the competition next season. Very exciting. It's going to be a big year of signings watching this club put themselves together. We sort of spoke about the positives and the negatives of the Dolphins in a podcast earlier today. Go back and have a listen to that if you would like. But we were just jotting down some names that I think would be really good targets for this side. Now, obviously, they're a Queensland team. There's already three teams in Queensland. Your Cowboys, they've already won a premiership. The Broncos, they've already won a heap. There's club legends coming out of both of those between Thurston, Lockyer, Alf, these sort of guys out of Brisbane as well. And obviously, the Gold Coast Titans, who haven't had as much success, but they are the new kids on the block, and they've done very well. As much as people want to bag them, and a couple of seasons where they have done too well, I think they've made the eight, you know, three or four times and whatever. They're now on the rise. They're able to sign big-name players. We've seen that in Tino, David Fifita. So the Titans, they're definitely heading in the right direction. So a big test for this Dolphins team to come into the competition. And for me, I'm a new team coming into Queensland. I want to try and have a lot of Queensland players in this team. I want to try and have as many representatives that wear maroon each year that represent this state as I can. They don't all have to be. We obviously saw when the Gold Coast Titans came into the competition, Scott Prince, for me, he was a guy I looked as being the marquee signing. He was obviously a Queenslander. He'd won a premiership. He was a Clive Churchill medalist. He'd already played for the Broncos and for the North Queensland Cowboys. So Scotty Prince at the Titans, it was really fitting. Other guys like Luke Bailey, who they signed to, was their enforcer, of course. He was a New South Wales Blues representative. So it doesn't have to be Queensland guys, but I think you need a few of these guys to make it work. You think about other fellas that also were with the Titans. Obviously had Chris Walker, a bit of a cult hero up there, that sort of guy. He's very Queenslander. Walker's on, you know, all that sort of stuff that goes into it. So for this team, and obviously with your coach, Wayne Bennett, the greatest ever coach Queensland has ever had, whether it be club football, you know, he's obviously started the Brisbane Broncos in 88, built that from absolutely nowhere, won a heap of premierships there, I think five, six premierships in the first, you know, 13 years or whatever it was with the Broncos. So incredibly successful Wayne. He arrives there. Wayne, obviously, you know, we look back at the 2020 Queensland Origin Series where he won it from absolutely nowhere. He's got a tendency to get the very best out of Maroons players. He's been at South Sydney. He's done a very similar thing as well. I would like to see Wayne bring a real Maroons flavour to this Dolphins team, and I think it would make them really successful, and I think it'd make them really favourable in the public eye up there to get members and people supporting this team. Obviously, it's a pretty good time to do it, to be honest with you. Whilst the Broncos and the Cowboys have been successful over the years, neither's doing overly well right now. The Titans, yes, they made the top eight, but with a record of 10 and 14, it's not overly impressive. So not a bad time to be coming into this competition when you're going to take on these other Queensland teams. And as I said, I would be looking to have a real maroon flavour in this side. So some of the names I've got written down, I think the first two that people can't possibly argue with, Cameron Munster and Kalen Ponga, one of these guys would be perfect. I think they're a chance to get both of them, though, to be perfectly honest with you. I know I've had a lot of people message me and say you're over the top, you're overreacting, but Connor Watson leaving the Newcastle Knights, that says to me that KP could leave there. I know people push back on that, and that's fine, but it wouldn't shock me if you do see KP leave, and I think this Redcliffe spot, I keep saying Redcliffe, I need to say Dolphins. This Dolphins team, it could be a real possibility for KP. Cameron Munster, I even think he's more likely to go out there. He's already been pretty vocal about wanting to go back to Queensland and whatnot. Not everything's looking great down there at the Melbourne Storm. He's been under a bit of pressure. He's now got fined 100K. He's in a bit of drug problem. He's in rehab. He's off the sauce for an entire year. It's not perfect for Cam Munster down there. And I think a fresh start under Wayne Bennett, I think that'd just be unreal for Cam Munster. As sad as I would be to see him leave the Melbourne Storm and the dynasty that they've built down there, or what they've built down there, I shouldn't call it a dynasty, sorry, that's not fair. But I just think Cameron Munster landing up there would be unreal. Now, if you land a Munster and Ponga, all of a sudden you've got two supremely talented guys. You've got KP, who's one of the coolest guys in rugby league. You look at him on social media, he's absolutely flying. He's got a couple of businesses off the field as well that he's doing really well in. He's got his podcast, The Iced Coffee. KP, he's just a cool sort of dude. He is just a marketer's dream, and it would be sensational for them to start their new franchise up there and have him on every billboard. Then on the other side, you got Cam Munster. Just as supremely talented, but has just got that sort of old school sort of feel about him. He's very Queensland. You know, you think back to that 2020 Origin series that Wayne won with them. Of course, it was Cam Munster who won the premiership with Melbourne, came off a weak bender, wanted to have more time to bend before coming to Origin camp, then won it for them. I mean, you can really build some culture, and some culture that people want to get around. People love that old school sort of approach to rugby league. Obviously, you know, people are, it's weird that people are off Munster after he was in a room with some white powder, but people loved him when he got on the sauce for a couple of days, then came to Origin and won. If he would have lost that, people would have been completely off him. But he is very marketable, Cam Munster. He's a funny guy. He's infectious. I think those two, they would be at the very top of the list for these for this side. And of course, Wayne Bennett, he has coached both of them in the Origin Arena. He has been successful with both of them. So I really do think that he will be eyeing off these two. I have no doubt whatsoever that Cam Munster would be seriously considering going to play with Wayne. They obviously had a special relationship when they were in that Origin camp. And KP, that Connor Watson there in Newcastle and a bit changing. Geez, I think it'd be damn appealing for him up there, especially with his businesses. There's more that you can do up there in Queensland than being sort of in that fishbowl up there in Newcastle, with all due respect to Newcastle. So those would be the two guys that would be my main targets. After that, I'd definitely be looking down at Melbourne once again. You got Harry Grant and you got Brandon Smith. Now, these two, obviously Brandon Smith, I think he can move to lock next year and be a sensational player, but I mean, if you want a starting hooker, Harry Grant, he's going to be the next Queensland Maroons hooker. He would be a sensational get for this team, as would Brandon Smith. Two guys that they would put asses on seats. They'd be marketable. They're the two best guys in their position in the game right now for me. So either of those two would be a sensational get. And if you're going to get Munster, I reckon that helps your chances of getting one of these two as well, especially if you were to get Munster and Brandon Smith. Yes, they've been in trouble recently. I understand that. But I feel like you can sort of smooth that out. And I feel like people would appreciate these two going up there together. And Wayne Bennett, he knows how to handle these sort of characters. No one has handled these sort of characters better in the history of rugby league than the man himself, Wayne Bennett. Now, obviously, your halves, your hookers, all very important, but you need to have your pack sorted out as well. And this is where the Titans did very well, getting their hands on Luke Bailey. For me, you need at least one old, experienced guy that can really set the standards within that forward pack. The guys I'd be looking at, probably number one would be Christian Welsh. As far as experienced front rowers go, I think he would have to be right up there. Finucane is another guy that I'd be looking at to see if you can drag him away from Cronulla, but I think you're probably at long odds there, realistically. Another one that I think would be a little bit left field, but I think if you put him in a good team and he can set the sort of stands, I think he'd be unreal. If you can get Luke Thompson away from Canterbury, there have been rumours that he's reportedly not overly stoked there. If you could get him up there, I think he would be just a fantastic signing for them. I think he'd be really perfect. Add another sort of multicultural side to it, but just add a little bit of oomph to this footy side. Another guy, I know that he's going to be old by this point, and you would probably only get him for a year or two, but as a guy to come in and set a standard, Jared Rhea Hargraves, I think I would have to reach out to his party and just see if there's any possibility of him coming up there. He might not be a starting front row. He might come off your bench, but just to have a guy like him in your squad. Jesse Bromwich is another one that I would consider. So I think you need to have that bit of an older head. Maybe a Jared Wallace from the Gold Coast Titans could be another option as well. But I think you need at least one guy who's a bit of an older head who can come in and lead the way for a younger forward pack. I think that's going to be key. I think in the younger forward pack, there's a heap of guys to pick from here that are Queenslanders or that are in the comp that you could go for. I mean, a Pat Carrigan, he would have to be right up there for me. He's someone that I would be ringing straight away. I'd be offering him the 13 jersey, and I'd consider him as, you know, a long-term, if not captain, definitely a leader at this club, Paddy Carrigan. He's someone that I would consider. He's coming off an injury at the moment. You might be able to get him a little bit unders. You might be able to get him a little bit of value if this season doesn't go to plan for the Brisbane Broncos. Pat Carrigan, he's someone I'd be going after. You've obviously got the Gold Coast Titans. You've got guys like David Fifita, Big Tino, these sort of fellas. Mo Fotowaker, he's obviously the guy that is consistently sort of forgotten about. He's another one that I would be going for. Yes, he's in the Maroon side, but as far as club footy goes, he's criminally underrated. He could be the main guy at this new club. I think that'd be sensational. The other one that I would be seriously considering, and sort of in the same position as Pat Carrigan, coming off an injury, but a very talented footballer, you could get him for good value right now, Lindsay Collins. If you were able to drag him away from the Sydney Roosters, I think he would be unreal in your front row. As far as back rowers go, you've obviously got guys like Jai Arrow. I think he'd be great down there at South Sydney. He followed Wayne down there. Potentially Wayne could drag him back up there. An experienced head. We've seen what he's added to South Sydney this year. As much as I doubted him at the start of the season, he definitely has added a lot to South Sydney. He could be a good one. Jaden Sewers, another one that's gone to the Dragons. He's bumped around a little bit. He's going to have a teammate next year. Tariq Sims, who reportedly isn't wanted by the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I mean, if he's willing to make the move and I'm the Dolphins, Tariq Sims, give me a slice of that. Thank you. He's another one of these experienced heads. He's gone and played Origin. Yes, it's for New South Wales, but he's experienced on the big stages and he can handle himself. Kirk Capel would be another guy like this that I would bring in. I'd sort of be avoiding, not avoiding, but if I was going to bring in, say, I wouldn't be spending big money on like a Kickow or like a Fifita. You need to set standards really early. You want guys that aren't going to cut corners. They're going to call other guys out at training. They're going to set standards, not just guys that are going to have big impressive stats every 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah. You want guys that are going to play 80 minutes week in, week out, but they're going to give you 80 minute performances Monday to Friday as well. And this is where I think a lot of these guys would be so important. Another guy who'd sort of be a back row or a hooker that I think would be worth reaching out to. He is a Queenslander playing up there at the Cowboys at the moment, coming off an injury this year, but I think that if you can sign him over the next few months for season 2023, I think he is under contract with the Cowboys. But Reuben Cotter, I think this guy'd be unreal, and I think he could be a 13 moving forward. I think he'd be great. Another guy like Ray Stone, who's probably not as popular as he should be. They forced him to play hooker. I'd probably play him at 13, just a tackle machine. Another guy that wouldn't be cutting corners. He would be setting standards. And if you're able to land a Munster and a Ponga, or one of those two, then you can sort of build a pack around those guys. You don't need a David Fifita or a Viliami-Kikau. You need solid, reliable guys that are going to deliver for you. Another guy, Reece Walsh. He's obviously left the Queensland era recently. He's gone to the Warriors. They're playing out of essentially Redcliffe at the moment and reportedly will be next year too. Reece Walsh would have to be right up there. If you only manage to land one of Munster or Ponga, you probably play that guy at six. And if you're able to get Reece Walsh, drag him back up there, I think that'd be sensational. Now, a couple of guys that have previously represented the Redcliffe Dolphins when I watched them win their the Intrust Super Cup a couple of years ago. Two guys that really stood out for me in that team. One was Toby Rudolph. The other was Katoni Staggs. Two guys that I think it'd be a sensational narrative. The loyal fans already love these two. They're popular guys off the field with exceptional talent, especially Katoni Staggs. He's just got that, you know, people will blow up as they always do, but he's got that sort of Greg Inglis factor where it's just like, give Katoni the ball and just let him do what he wants. Let him do what he can in any opportunity. You utilize him properly, he could be anything. Yeah, all of a sudden that they could get Katoni Staggs and have the best strike center in the comp. He's got that sort of high end potential. Will he be? I'm not saying he will be, but he's got that high end potential.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, you pair him with a really good halves partner. It could be anything. Toby Rudolph, bit of that party boy sort of attitude, enjoys himself off the field, loves going out on your weekends. People enjoy to have that sort of guy at their club, but he plays hard and he plays tough. And from what I've gathered, he's a really hard trainer as well. Another guy they could consider who, yes, he's getting older, but even if it was just for one single year, yes, he'd be old. I understand that. But a guy like Aiden Tolman, he's been through it all. He understands what a well-run club looks like. He's been at the Melbourne Storm. He understands what a club that's not going well looks like as well. He's been at the Canterbury Bulldogs when they were doing well and when they were going poorly too. So he's a guy that could add a lot of experience to this side. A heap of guys that they could go and target. Obviously, you've got Wayne Bennett. He's got a connection to a lot of players around this competition, in particular the South Sydney boys at the moment. You know, Dane Gagai, Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, these sort of guys, a young Blake Taft. There's a heap of fellas that he could potentially get in the ear of. I think it'd be great to see Cody Walker finish his career under Wayne once again, back up in Queensland. That's he played for Palm Beach Currumbin when he was a kid. There's a lot of narratives that could lead back to the Dolphins in a couple of years under Wayne Bennett and the guys he's got the very best out of. The last guy I'm going to touch on is Sammy Walker. Now, a few people have messaged me saying they should sign Sam Walker now. I'd probably be hesitant starting a new franchise with a rookie seven. Obviously, by then, he's going to have 2 years of first grade. I still think he's going to be finding his way, though, and I don't think the Roosters will let go of him regardless, and I think Sam Walker will understand how good the Roosters are for him. So I doubt they will be able to get their hands on him, but geez, if you could get a guy like Sam Walker, fuck, it'd be interesting. But I'm not sure if a first-year franchise is the place for a young halfback under a heap of pressure like him is the place to be. But so many options for this team. Hopefully they can land a Munster and a Ponga. If not, land one of them and then add a Harry Grant, a Cheese, a Reece Walsh, one of these guys. And then you need those hardheads in the forward pack. I'd be looking at a Welsh, a Luke Thompson, a Toby Rudolph, these kind of guys. A Jesse Bromwich reportedly as well. He'd be a good little one. Not reportedly, what the fuck am I talking about? Jesse Bromwich would be a good option with a heap of experience, grand final experience, a leader down at the Melbourne Storm. I'd be very particular with the guys that you're bringing into this camp. I think Ruben Cotter, Mo Fotowaka, Lindsay Collins, one of those three would be a really good signing. Three Queensland boys you could bring to the club, build them for the future. They're young guys that set standards, that have played Origin. I think Ruben Cotter as well, we mentioned him, he'd be sensational. Felice Kaufusi, if you could drag him away from Melbourne, he would be great as well. So a heap of options for the Dolphins. Hopefully Wayne Bennett can weave some of his magic and land a heap of these guys on this list up there, because it would be unreal to see a heap of Maroons guys, genuinely Queensland fellas, going out representing this new Queensland franchise looking to take the sport by storm.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.